As we open up to our divine consent, as we open up to our divine union, they're asking us to greet ourselves with applause. In other words, we're the ones presenting new information, new realization, new worth and value as we come to aspire to greatness. So greatness isn't ego. Greatness isn't greatness over another. It's acknowledging the greatness that we all are. So as we will travel with in light, as we will travel with holy acknowledgement, this is realizing that all of us are divine. So we've been functioning out of a very limited understanding of self. So to receive ourselves in our holy advantage, to receive ourselves in our innocence, what we're drawing near is the very essence of our true self and our true understanding. Now, when we do this for everybody. So we want to step out of the thought that we're just interested in our own personal affairs, our own personal timeline, me, myself, and I, and really realize that what we're announcing is for everyone's benefit. So as we come to establish the places of the heart, as we come to establish divine union and grace, what we do is we sing a song of mercy and gladness for all to view, for all to coincide with, for all to recognize. So as we will stand up tall and proud, that means align with all that's being offered, align with all that's being presented, so that more can be received, more can come in with steady increase and fame. So we want to remember the ego has all these kind of defenses, has all this like unconscious, well, you know, I don't want to be burned at the stake, or I don't want to, you know, seem too capable in front of someone whose ego needs to be the strong one, or whatever it is. This is our time of arrival. We're releasing those old exchanges. We're releasing those old currencies. So we don't need to, you're so funny. Come here. We don't need to know how that takes place. What we need to do is to establish harmony and mercy. So in other words, each of us has taken like a slice of the pie. Each of us has taken a part of the puzzle. So what we're bringing forth, they're showing me like two peas in a pod. It's like a maternity store that I just happen to be aware of. So the maternity aspect, the birthing aspect, is really bringing forth the Christ presence, the Christ arrival. So some of us still think of like, oh, this is like, I wasn't trying to do that. I just really need help with my job situation or whatever it is you think you need help with. But what we're due is to receive our grand entrance. In other words, it's realizing that we're the ones that are calling the shots in terms of our innocence, in terms of our prosperity. Whatever we think we're interested in our own personal endeavors, the more that we remember, there really isn't dualism. There isn't subject-object. There isn't what I do isn't for the benefit of all. So understand, as you're solving like your everyday happenings, you're doing it with oh God, how do I put this in words? Like, I can't get the words they're trying to say, but it's like, just like they're saying something record-keeping, but remembering that like everyone has access to it. Everyone benefits. So as we will tie the knot in our own understanding, so this is holding on securely, saying yes to go beyond past understanding, past likelihood, past focus. So imagine if you just sort of play, well, I just need a few more clients, or well, you know, I'm not trying to get a promotion or anything at work. I just want to make sure I can pay my bills. But your divine witness, your divine self, has a greater plan, has a greater purpose for your interest in acceleration. So this is where you allow your divine self liberty of pleasure, liberty of please, or saying. So in other words, more than your limited self is aware. So what we're doing is allowing that grand ministry, that grand exclamation, to, with enthusiasm, to in essence take over our lives. So this is where we're like, what? I don't understand. What this is allowing truth to come in, to coincide with your very nature, with your very essence, with your very existence. So again, it's not what you do in the linear, but what your God self, what your divine self can do through you, as you will permit, as you will allow. So as you will receive our holy refinement. So this is our holiness, where we're not limited to 3D, where we're not limited to yesterday. Well, this is the most anyone's ever done, or this is the most I've ever been able to do. It's realizing that we're reconciling old considerations. In other words, we're releasing, remember those limited forecasts where, well, I don't want what happened in my past life to happen, or I don't want to seem too capable because then someone else doesn't like it. So I try to, like, you know, just do enough and not anymore. So all of these old energies, these old conflicting statements. So in other words, we want to open up and serve grace. We want to open up and serve divine allowance. And yet we're still subject to these old meeting halls. In other words, old agendas. So as we will allow our divine self mercy and gratitude, we open up our treasure chest. In other words, grace, healing, new information, new endowment. So it's not that we suddenly lose our memory of past association. They may still surface, you may still feel it a little bit, but that new gleam, that new awareness, that new triumph is getting stronger and stronger and stronger still. And so that's what the energies are about. That's what the attunement is about, is giving us that assurance where, and I just have this green energy everywhere. I mean, it's just like someone painted the sky green or something. So this is healing energy. This is healing energy that allows us that new approach. So whatever is in our past, it's due by proxy. In other words, we have called on our higher self to say yes. And so these energies are offering us new signaling, new advantage, new orchestration. The heat that is coming through me, it's like, I need a shower. I just need a shower. and so they're saying, this is good, because it's like showering with blessings, showering with orchestration of holy advancement. So as we will receive our just allowance, in other words, we're all praiseworthy, we're all due for advancement. So as we will receive it, this is where we're reconciling the differences. So this is where we're phasing out the old pastime, the old like dance, the way we do things, the old acknowledgement. These energies are, they're not gonna have as great of a hold, a great of a influence as we orchestrate to our delight. So in other words, as we say yes to our triumph, so this is where our free will comes in, where we say yes, where we agree, where we delight. So the delighting is not getting approval from our fellow mankind. We still may have brothers, sisters, bosses, spouses, whatever it is, that are still going to look at us like, what are you doing? Where do you think you're going? So remember, there really isn't any separation. So they're not really there. This is aspects of our own egoic entrapment. What we're doing is stepping into our new galaxy. So we're pleasing our higher self. We're pleasing our divine understanding. So the love that we're receiving that's getting stronger and stronger still is from our guides, from our master acquaintances, from our divine relevance. Because what we open up to is we will turn on the light, is we will turn on our heavenly best, the embodiment of love. What we do is we wake everybody up out of the illusion of darkness. So we're not looking for others' approvals. We're seeking direct contact. Remembering that our higher self really is everyone else's higher self. There's only really one Christ presence, and we're all it. What we're doing is adjusting to that reconciliation. We're adjusting to that privilege. It's not a privilege that's given to us from some separate being. It's our own acknowledgement. It's our own readiness. It's our own divine consent and mercy. So the mercy is given to ourselves. When we show mercy to another, by the way, we're just offering mercy to ourselves. There aren't others out there. So we're signaling our own readiness. We're signaling our own increase. We're signaling our own betterment. Betterment is having better access to our own innocence, to our own divinity, to our own new lifestyle. So as we will receive the gifts with orchestration. So we're the ones saying yes. Would you like your wallpaper updated? Yes. Would you like the new update in your computer system? Yes. So when we get updates, we don't even think twice about it. It's like, oh yeah, give me the update because I want my system to work. Let me download the update so everything is in good working order. So as we adopt our new lifestyle is change is going to occur. Change is going to occur because we're signaling our readiness. So change can occur very rapidly. I think it's today's message, maybe yesterday's, I can't remember. But it can happen very, very rapidly. As we will coincide with our loveliness, as we will coincide with our grace, as we demonstrate our heavenly value, as we recognize we're in charge. We're in charge. It's there for the taking. Excuse me. It's there for the invitation. It's there for the triumph. And again, as we're self-pleasing, as we allow ourselves our faith and value, we demonstrate to all, seen and unseen. Remember, we're all part of the one collective. Everyone in the collective receives that new orchestration of mercy. They can say yay or nay, but they're influenced by it. They're aware of it. So as you will allow for yourself, they're saying you're allowing for all on earth to coincide with grace, allowance. This is what brings ascension. This is what brings peace on earth. This is what brings resolution among men, women, beings. Now, by the way, this is also what brings you your job increase. This is what brings you your pay raise. This is what brings you your new romantic relationship. It's all one and the same. So it's not like just waking up and, oh, I think I'll try for ascension today. As we're working out our everyday requests, in other words, just trying to get by, remember everything's frequency. So we're increasing our good value. We're saying yes to our light. Now to say yes to the light, we can't do that if we're also saying yes to our darkness. So if we are still in like these old patterns, I'll play small, I'll adjust to you. I feel like this is part of this attunement is where we're stepping out of our own rhythm to adjust to groupings, to relationships, to outside protocol. outside protocol. So this is what is leaving us by and by. As we will adopt our new tomorrow. So our new tomorrow is like a parallel, just think of a parallel reality, side by side, neck by neck, like right there. Right there. There are those I have spoken with that will look over. Will look over my shoulder. I'm like, what you looking at? Another dimensional reality. Parallel reality. It's right there for the taking, for the willingness, for the acceptance. So as we will receive our new tomorrows, as we will receive to our heart's content, not to manipulation. Well, if I do this, then I'll do that, and then this person will do that. Manipulation is not going to work in 5D. It just won't. So some of our old patterns, what we're finding is we're coming up empty-handed. Well, it used to work, not at the frequency you're aligning to. So this is about trust of self. This is about letting go, letting God, remembering, letting our God self, our divine self, increasing our holy value. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our justified procession, justify procession, it's what we agreed to do in this lifetime. Gosh, there's someone that's just stepping in. It's like you're just shaking your tail feathers. You're saying, yes, we agreed to do this in our lifetime. So sometimes we get so tunnel vision, we forgot why we're here. We forgot what this is all about. So as we will allow grace, as we will allow our true advantage, we shake things up. Suddenly, what seemed like a normal, just the way we do things, it's like, this doesn't feel right anymore. This just feels old. This feels like I'm not trusting spirit. This feels like I'm not being true to myself. Whatever it is, we're going to be alerted. So we're learning how to play the field. What they mean by that is we're learning how to feel our own energy field and respond. So those of us that are getting very psychic, you're learning how to feel and follow direction. The yes and no. This feels light, this feels dark. I'm going to go towards the light. So you're going to find that this is increasing steadily, where you're going to be living intuitively. Remember, we're no longer like manipulating, trying to do it like yesterday. We're living from our union with Source, our union with our divine self. Coming into alignment, coming into establishment with our purpose of arrival. Why we came into this lifetime. As we receive, allow grace and mercy. In other words, because we're here presenting new tomorrow for one and all, there is grace and mercy available for each. As we will say hello, that means as we open up to our divine plan, our divine witness, situations that just seem so terribly beyond our ability will suddenly become very easy. We'll just see what to do, where to go, how to make the shift. Grace and mercy with ease. Let us receive. And so it is. So this is about breakthroughs. This is really about no longer following just the ego's convenience and allowing true faithfulness for our holy involvement. So many blessings coming through. All right, let us begin now.